Hello?
Hey, this is Phyllis with Eagle Moss returning your call. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, sir. This is Phyllis with Eagle Moss returning your call. How can I help you?
Yes. This is John Edge in Pensacola, Florida. And I got the first parts of my Eleanor Mustang.
Yes, sir.
I just wondered when I was going to get the second part.
All right, I'll be glad to check that. Do you have your account number?
No, ma'am.
All right, what was your last name again?
Edge, like the edge of the table.
And your zip code, please.
32503.
All right, Mr. Edge, can you verify your address for me, please?
1526 East Avery, Avery Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32503.
All right, sir. Thank you for that. I see. It looks like your next shipment is going to start billing on April the 30th. That's going to be sent over to the warehouse.
Okay, so won't be long then, right?
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
I said that won't be very long then,
Oh, no, sir.
right?
It should be probably. Well, they'll send it over to the warehouse, and sometimes it can take, 7 to 10 days for it to be prepared in the warehouse before it'll ship out.
Oh, okay. All right. And so then, whenever I get that. The other parts, then, do I have to pay for them then?
Yes, sir. Well, what we'll do is we bill you before when we ship them out.
Okay, and as soon as I'll get a bill with the shipment.
No, sir. We'll bill you, and then we'll bill your the credit card that we have on file, and then we'll ship it out to you.
Okay, well, I guess that's why I've got written down here, get new card, because I hadn't got a credit or debit card.
Okay, do you have a PayPal?
I used to, but not anymore, but I've got, I always pay a lot of my bills with e-check, with the routing number and all on the bottom of the check. Can't do that.
No, sir, we can't do that anymore. Do you have a debit card?
Well, I just got one today in the mail, but I gotta put some money on it.
Okay, well,
You can tell me how much I gotta put on it, for the part.
you've got to get for the next four issues or kits, it's $51.08.
Okay, for the next, you said four different kits.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said it was for the four next kits.
Yes, sir. Yes,
How
sir.
much? How
Fifty-one
much total?
dollars, $51.08.
$51.08.
Yes, sir.
So I'll put $51.08 on my card. Now, should I give you the card number now?
Yes, sir. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
All right, sir, I'm ready to take that card number.
Okay, this is a Brinks money card,
All right, then.
a debit card, and the number is 5396-3442-0651-2025.
And that expiration date?
5.
All right. Now, to make certain I've entered this correctly, would you mind repeating that card number?
5396342052025.
All right. I've got, let me get that updated. Just a moment, please. All right, I've got that updated. Now, is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. No worries. What's gonna happen then will be you'll just take this $51.09 out of this card whenever you ship the parts.
Yes, sir, and that will go every four weeks.
What do you mean now?
Okay, because there's 100 issues to complete this build, and you're just starting your build. So the next four issues, you'll be getting issue number 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yes, that's for the $51.09.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll get 6. Counting the one I got, be 5 more bunches of parts. 5 more bunches of parts before I got to add money to the card again.
Well, you'll be billed on Friday. And then 4 weeks,
this coming Friday.
Yes, sir. And then 4 weeks after Friday, you will, you'll be billed again.
4 weeks after Friday, be billed again. That'd
yes,
be
sir.
The same amount.
Yes, sir. And the only time that'll change is if, when it's time for a new, for them to send you another binder. And let me see when your next binder is due to go out. All right, your next binder is due to go out in slot number 43, and they're $10. So when you get your in slot number for number 42, they'll sit on, in your magazine, they'll give you a there'll be a little note saying that it's time for a new binder and what to do if you don't want to receive them. All right. Now, is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
So what would it cost to build this whole car?
Well, let's see. You're getting yours for $10.32, and there's 100 issues to build the car. And that, but that doesn't include shipping and handling.
So what would the total cost me?
Let's see. Hold on. Let me see if I can find my calculator.
Okay.
I just had that thing. Oh, it is. Okay, so without shipping and handling, it'll be $1,032.
Damn, $1,032 to build this car? Holy
yes,
mackerel.
Sir.
Man. And that'll go over how long a period?
Sir, that's hard to say. It just depends on, you know, if anything is out. If everything stays in stock, however many times, let's see. You know, roughly, if you get 4 issues a month, it'd be roughly. Oh, my mind just went blank. 25 months.
Okay, and the total you said was 1,000 what?
$32.
$1,032?
Yes, sir.
No sense, okay. $1,032.
Yes, sir.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, it didn't say that anywhere in the program when I ordered the first parts, you know.
Well, when you go through, when you're going to the FAQs, it does say that there's how many issues it takes to complete the build and how much each issue costs. So, you know, they do make you do your own addition, but, you know, it doesn't come right out and say this is what it's going to cost. No,
yeah,
sir, you're correct there.
Well, where's that information come from?
It's in the FAQs. So when you go on our website and say you look at the Eleanor page, if you go to the bottom and it tells you about how the subscription works, if you go to the FAQs, it'll tell you how much you get per issue, how much each issue costs, how much shipping costs for each issue, and how many issues it takes to complete this build. Okay.
Yeah.
But now you apparently are getting a discount because yours is not the same amount that it normally is.
Well, that's good.
Yes, sir.
They say what it costs without a discount. God almighty.
I think they are $12.90 per issue.
Okay.
All right. Well, now, is there anything else I can do? Yeah, go ahead.
That $51.09 is going to come out when?
On Friday.
What's that date?
The 30th. Now, what will happen with that is you will do a soft bill on your credit card to make sure that it's okay. So, you know, maybe it's not reported as stolen or anything. And as long as the credit card is fine, then we'll send the order over to the warehouse for it to be completed. Now, that particular charge will drop off, and when it ships out, we'll bill it again and take it out again. Okay?
Okay, so April the 30th is when you're going to take the money out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got to put some money in there before April the 30th.
Yes, sir. That's a great idea.
Okay. Well,
all right.
You.
Well, now, you're very welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. I don't think so. All the instructions to build that come with each package?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, this thing got more involved than what I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's going to be a great, it's going to be an awesome build, though. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now, is there anything else I can do for you?
I've got two Mustangs, a 1994.
Oh, wow.
It's a Boss Shinoda Mustang.
Wow.
And a 1995 Boss Shinoda.
Those are awesome.
The 1994 Boss Shinoda. It's Generation 1, serial number 001 car. It's the granddaddy of all of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's
then
that's something.
Then the 95 Boss Shinoda Mustang, that's after Larry Shinoda passed away. So they went to Generation 2, and it's serial number 004 car. I could
oh, my goodness.
I could have had three, but I didn't want three because that's Dale Earnhardt's number, and he drives Chevrolet, and I hate Chevrolet, and so, you know, these two cars are my passion, I tell you.
Yeah.
I try to keep them in perfect shape, you know.
There you go.
Yeah,
well, I bet you they are gorgeous.
Yeah, and I bet that 90, well, if you could ever send me some way, you know, on my laptop, You know, send me something to where I could add the pictures to it. I'd send you some pictures of it, of both of them.
Well, you know, you can just send it to Eagle Moss, customer service at eaglemoss.com, and you can just share the pictures up to all of us.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Go what to on PayPal, put in Eagle Moss.
Yeah, you can do that.
Just how do I go to Eagle Moss?
Just go to our website. Or just send us
Is there any way to put the website on my phone?
Well, if you're going to send an email, you could go to your email provider and send it from there. You can go to your internet and you can Google eaglemoss.com. Just make certain that you're looking at the U.S. Eagle Moss site.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and if I can get that done, then I can send you some pictures of the two cars.
All right, that'll be awesome.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Well, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss, and you have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.